The Sable Queen, Disc 6.
Chapter 15. Flib lay alongside Guffy and Gherchin in the dry woodland gully where the warrior mole Axtel Sternclaw made his temporary camp. Axtel had gently tucked his old cloak about Guffy and Gherchin, his dark eyes moist as he stroked their heads. The two little moles were sleeping deeply, but despite all she had been through, the Gowsome Shrew Maid could not rest. Flib was pretending to be asleep. Then she opened one eye and saw the big mole watching her. He grunted quietly.
"Shouldn't you be asleeping, miss? He needs your rest."
Flib sat up.
"I've tried, but it ain't much good. I suppose I'm not in a sleeping mood."
Axtel covered the dead embers of the fire with soil.
"Then you can be keeping watch round you."
Flib agreed readily.
"Righto, I don't mind keeping guard. If you want a spot of shut-eye."
Axel thrust the war hammer into his belt.
"Shutting eyes mean for oi. You watch your little uns while Stoybee's gone."
Flib was filled with curiosity.
"Where are you going?"
Standing upright, the warrior mole stretched his huge paws.
"Back down yon tunnel to help your friends, miss."
The shrew maid leapt up.
"I'll come along with you."
She sat down hard as Axel nudged her with his paw. He stood over her, wagging a thick digging claw under her nose.
"Oh, no, you bait, my dearie. Oh, he said stay here and watch ye little beast, and oh, he means that boy, okay?"
The look in his eyes and the set of his powerful body told Flib that it would be unwise to argue the point. She tried to appear nonchalant.
"Do as you please. Take none of my business. When will you be back?"
Axtel crouched down in front of her. He smiled and ruffled her ears.
"I'm girdly sorry you can't come, Miss Flib, but this bee's work we does best alone. Now, there's victuals and drinks in my pack if any gets hungered. I gives ye my word. I'll come back here as soon as I can."
Flib nodded.
"Fair enough, mate, but have you got a weapon to leave with me just in case?"
Axtel went and rummaged in his pack. He chuckled.
"Yer. We took this from a vermint. He won't be a needin' that no more."
He passed her a long dagger, a typical vermin weapon. It was a stiletto, both edges sharp with a keen point. She wielded it, feeling the balance.
"Hey, heavy enough to do a bit of damage with, eh?"
The mole produced a walking staff and a length of cord.
"He'd do well to make a spear of it, miss."
The housing maid applied herself to the job. When she looked up, Axtel Sternclaw had gone. Flib lashed the cord tightly, securing the dagger by its handle to the pole. Hiding it under some dead leaves within easy reach, she lay down, murmuring to herself.
"Ha! Any vermin out there planning on paying us a visit, just come on. That's all I've got to say. Just come on."